Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad. According to Psalm of David, he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Having this little bit problem with this phone this morning here, but we'll get through. Apostle Horst, are you here? This is our hour of power of prayer. Hallelujah, God. I want to welcome you to the Prayer Deliverance Ministry. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I believe in miracles. I've seen the soul set free. Miraculously, the changing one redeemed to Calvary. I've seen the lily push its way up through the stubborn soil. I believe in miracles, for I believe in God. I want to welcome you to the program on this Thursday. I think it's the 10th day, the 9th or the 10th day of July. Thank you, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We want to welcome everyone. We're glad to be here just a little bit going at it this morning in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you and we praise you for this day. This is a day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thanking God for being up. Thanking God for being alive. I got into a little meditation this morning, and it was good. Thanking God for the time that we are, the time that we live in, the things that we're going through right now. Great time to be alive. Great time to be well. We thank God for the scripture of the week. We thank God for everyone that's up this morning. And we're just thanking God, hallelujah, for everything. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, to your will, yes, your way, God. We say yes, Lord, all day. We thank God because he's God Almighty. We thank God because we're here. We're alive and well in the name of Jesus. I am just trying to work on another system here that would allow me to talk into the telephone without holding this phone in my hand, hallelujah to God. And we're going with the broadcast. We thank God for it. We thank God for Pastor Darling, wonderful woman of God, yeah, because she has dedicated her time, hallelujah to God, have a mandate from God, hallelujah to God, to have the prayer line, hallelujah to God, when we join the world, your circle of friends here. Glory to God, and I pray that you could, that you can hear me now. Hallelujah to God, and we want to try to, this way here, So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and you, Lord God, we move, we breathe, we have our being, O Lord God. We have come today, God, and gathered ourselves together, O Lord God, to worship you, Lord God, in spirit and in truth, O Lord God. We came, O Lord God, to glorify your name, O Lord God. We came to magnify your name today, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. In this hour of power, I pray, Lord God, we come, O Lord God, that you would have your way, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. That you're moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and that you're moving by your power, O Lord God. And Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for this Thursday morning, O Lord God. We're able to be up, O Lord God. And we're able to praise you, Lord God, King, to the circle of friends, O Lord God, to glean from you, O Lord God, to have a touch from you, Lord God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, O Lord God. We thank you for this week, O Lord God, and everything that transpired this week, O Lord God, and how you have blessed, O Lord God, and how you have kept, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, God, we thank you for answering prayer, O Lord God. Hallelujah to God. God, we ask that you bless your people everywhere this morning. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, people that have traveling mercy, O Lord God, a lot of people have asked for traveling mercy, O Lord God, we pray that you grant them the favor of the traveling mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, Lord God, we are going in and out to work, O Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, met a young mother yesterday, O Lord God, that's pregnant, O Lord God, we pray that you bless her, Lord God, and that you would calm her nerve down, O Lord God, going through things that she didn't need to be go through, O Lord God. We pray for her salvation and deliverance, O Lord God. Have a form of godliness, her and her boyfriend, O Lord God, but denying the power of the other, O Lord God. I pray, O Lord God, that you would send lay persons to minister their way, O Lord God, that they would get that deeper revelation and receive, hallelujah to God, that they would receive you, Lord God, in the fullness and the beauty of holiness, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for this morning a lot of people that have a form of godliness, O Lord God, and denying the power of the devil, O Lord God, and not able to govern their life according to the word, O Lord God. So we pray for them, O Lord God, because we see that there is a way, O Lord God, that seemed right on the man, O Lord God, but the end thereof is destruction, Lord God. We pray that they would see the way, the light, O Lord God, that they would change, O Lord God. They know of you, Lord God, that they need to be on the straight and narrow, O Lord God. They need to be on the narrow way, O Lord God. They are there, they know, God, but they're in the wide way, O Lord God. That leadeth on to destruction, O Lord God. So, Father, we praise your name, O Lord God, that they would find their way, O Lord God. Lord God, there's a number of people, Lord God, that have called, O Lord God, that has been, thank you, Jesus, infected by the virus, O Lord God. Lord God, and we're so glad, O Lord God, that we're here on the prayer line, O Lord God, and that we can give them a word, encouragement, O Lord God, that everything is going to be all right, O Lord God. So we thank you, O Lord God, and we praise you, O Lord God, for what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, I believe it's pastor family that's traveling, O Lord God. We pray that they are on their way, O Lord God, and that they had a safe arrival on there and a safe trip back home, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you, O Lord God, because you're loving and you're caring, God, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because when you saved us, O Lord God, you said you'd never leave us or forsake us, O Lord God, even until the end of the world, O Lord God, and that's a mighty long time, O Lord God. So, God, we just thank you this morning, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you do miracles so great, O Lord God. There's no one like you, O Lord God. God, we thank you for your promise, O Lord God. We thank you for your word, O Lord God. We thank you for our Bibles, O Lord God, that have such powerful words in there, O Lord God, living words, O Lord God, that helps us to live, O Lord God. And when we go back and view it again, O Lord God, it gives us understanding of your word, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you've done, O Lord God. Lord God, we even thank you, Lord God, some kind of way, O Lord God, and try to express in our lifestyle, O Lord God, and by the life that we try to live, O Lord God, that we thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, to die, O Lord God, as a sacrifice for the sins of the world on Calvary, Lord God, the abuse that he suffered, O Lord God, to purchase us, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We don't take it lightly, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that sacrifice, O Lord God. Lord God, still know, Lord God, how you were able to just see this through, O Lord God, but we're glad you did, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the Lamb of God, O Lord God, that came to take away the sins of the world, O Lord God. We, Kayasar, God, we need that strength, O Lord God. We need that understanding, Lord God. We need that clarity this morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We need to eat of that word, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for leaving it here, Lord God, and today, Lord God, and whenever we take the time, Lord God, to just open it up for a few minutes, O Lord God, I see, Lord God, it looks like there's just another anointing on that word, O Lord God. It begins to speak volume, O Lord God. It begins to speak loud and clear. It begins to speak expressively today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. It seems like it has a quickness to it, Lord God, another quickness to it, O Lord God, that snatches it out of situations. Snatches us up out of depression, O Lord God. It shakes us around, O Lord God, and it strengthens us up, O Lord God. It lets us know to bring our shoulders up, O Lord God, and to stand at attention and to broaden the shoulders, hallelujah to God, because this is a battle, O Lord God, on to the death, O Lord God, for souls, O Lord God, to bring to the kingdom, O Lord God, because many of them are hurting, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Many have wounded, O Lord God, and has lost their way, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Many of them cannot see the road, O Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Many of them are stuck in the clouds, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Many are in the valley of despondency, O Lord God, and need a hand to come out, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we're here, Lord God, at the prayer deliverance ministry, O Lord God, praying, O Lord God, that the eyes of understanding be enlightened through the Holy Spirit of promise, O Lord God. It's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and you, Lord God, we move, we breathe, and we have our praise, our life, O Lord God. We have our being, O Lord God. So we come this morning, God, just bring you the sacrifice of praise this morning, O Lord God, the fruits of our lips, O Lord God, looking, O Lord God, to you, O Lord God, for you are the author and the finish of our faith, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray, O Lord God, that you would just continuously bless, O Lord God. Lord God, it seems like the adversary is fighting very hard, O Lord God. He don't want to stop the drive-by shootings, O Lord God. He don't want to stop the killing, Lord God. He's on the rampage, O Lord. So therefore, Lord God, we come to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We came to praise you, God. We came to set aside this time to worship you, Lord God. Let you know that we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, O Lord God. Oh God, no one can run this earth, O Lord God, this world the way that you run it, O Lord God. In the midst of the pandemic, the storms, the loss of jobs, first responders, O Lord God, and the chaos in the traditional system, O Lord God, all that's going on Capitol Hill, O Lord God, just to name a few, O Lord God, you still, O Lord God, are shining forth, O Lord God, with compassion in your eyes, O Lord God, for your people, O Lord God, and you're yet sending the word, O Lord God, your loving kindness, O Lord God, hallelujah, O God, and still trying to understand and grasp hold of it, O Lord God. You so loved us, O Lord God, that you sent your only begotten Son, O Lord God, in the name, hallelujah, in the name that is above every name, O Lord God, to redeem us, O Lord God, from under the curse of the Lord, O Lord God, to redeem us from that death, O Lord God, and give us a right to the tree of light, O Lord God. You have translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of your dear Son, O Lord God. It's by your love, O Lord God, that we live, O Lord God. So help us to live, O Lord God, by the word of God, O Lord God. So we thank you, O Lord God, on this Thursday morning, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, as we go forth in this hour of power, pray, Lord God. Lord God, praying that you would bless the wife, O Lord God, and that you would bless in this church like ever before, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would bless the founder here, Lord God, that stands at the helm, O Lord God, Pastor Darlene, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, everyone that's in queue, Lord God, that comes, O Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, that you would touch, O Lord God, and that you give them, O Lord God, a reviving in their soul, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, for wisdom that you're moving by your spirit, oh Lord God, and by your power, Lord God. We thank you for your saving and your keeping grace, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray again, oh Lord God, for those that are traveling, oh Lord God, and that has to travel right now, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would bless and protect, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Something has gone wrong, oh Lord God, and some things, oh Lord God, and some type of hoax going on, oh Lord God, that is not yet manifested, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we come to you, Lord God, in the hour of power, pray, Lord God, that you would reveal, oh Lord God, hallelujah, and cast out, oh Lord God, the enemy of our souls, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, realizing that God had spoken once and twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. So, Lord God, we came to give thy name the honor, the glory, the praise today in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit, oh Lord God, and that you're moving by your power, Lord God. Lord God, not only that you're filling up our hearts, oh Lord God, that you're filling the airways, oh Lord God, in this hour of power, pray, Lord God, that the broadcast will go out, oh Lord God, that many would find this hour of power, pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and begin to glean, oh Lord God, from the lessons that are in Q there, oh Lord God, and the hallelujah, Lord God, that it would grow, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that many would be saved, oh Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you visit, Lord God, hospitals are full of the capacity, oh Lord God. Staff members are overworked, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, in the schools, oh Lord God, trying to open up the educational system, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, Lord God. But we have people, oh Lord God, that just won't surrender, Lord God, and realize that this thing is out of their hands, oh Lord God, that this is a God for the Almighty God, hallelujah. The land, oh Lord God, our Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, oh Lord God. You're needed, Lord God, in this present hour, Lord God, in this present second, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray that you would send the wisdom on to men, oh Lord God, those that are there in charge, oh Lord God. We plead for them, oh Lord God, because they desperately need to be saved, oh Lord God. They desperately need to be delivered, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the laypersons, oh Lord God, and your people, oh Lord God, that are saved, oh Lord God, that are hypnotized, oh Lord God, and have got trapped in front of the TV set, oh Lord God, and they have given up, oh Lord God, the ways of God seem like, oh Lord God, and they're studying, oh Lord God, the TV set and the news medium and the violence, oh Lord God, and the coronaviruses, oh Lord God. Lord God, it has became, oh Lord God, and have cast many into adultery, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that they're just watching this idol called a medium, oh Lord God, and they're watching it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and they're not tending, oh Lord God, they have hung their hearts in the willow tree, Lord God. They have left the Bible closed, oh Lord God, on the breakfast table, oh Lord God. And Lord God, but they need you, Lord God. Lord God, we need that you would break this thing, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. You said, oh Lord God, whatsoever thing we desire that when we pray, believe that we receive it when we pray, oh Lord God, and we shall have it, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you break and that you would shake the situation, oh Lord God. Lord God, not only has it gotten worse, oh Lord God, but it has multiplied the souls that it has taken out, oh Lord God, and families, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. It's a growing thing, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, it reminds us of the days of Noah, Lord God, when they were drinking and they were giving and taking in marriage, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, they're not hearing the cry, Lord God, that you say, come on to me, all of you that are burdened of the heavy laden, that you would give rest, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We're trying to encourage them to wait on the Lord and be of good courage today, oh Lord God. We send that word to them, oh Lord God, that you would strengthen their heart, oh Lord God. We try to tell them, wait a while and pray, hallelujah, God, because the refreshing shall come, hallelujah, from the Lord, hallelujah, God, to make up heaven and earth, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, the days is short, oh Lord God. The times are evil, Lord God, and time is passing by so much, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. It seems as soon as it starts, Lord God, that it's afternoon, oh Lord God, and the close of the day is coming so rapidly, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we pray in the day, oh Lord God, for souls that would be saved, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, they even have 800 numbers, oh Lord God, and websites, oh Lord God, for prayer, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. I see you moving, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, and opening up many doors of opportunity, Lord God, for people to change, oh Lord God, and ask the Lord Jesus Christ into their lives, oh Lord God. So we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. Hallelujah, God. We were to deserve, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Father, for moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you would touch this phone system, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that the prayer be able to go on, Lord God, as we continue in this hour of power prayer here on Prayer, Praise, Deliverance Ministry, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for moving by your spirit, by your power, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this hour of power prayer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen again. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for bodies that you even touch, Lord God, that have called in, oh Lord God. They needed a touch from you, oh Lord God. They just had miscellaneous pain in the body, oh Lord God, from inflammation, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. But we ask that you remove pain, oh Lord God, out of the bones, oh Lord God. There are those that we know, oh Lord God, that are on dialysis, oh Lord God, and have to go for that treatment, oh Lord God. We pray, oh Lord God, that you would just touch and stimulate that body, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and give them wisdom, oh Lord God, and give them strength, oh Lord God, about the situation, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God. We thank you for your presence, oh Lord God. You are the almighty God, oh Lord God. We come to you, Lord God, because you're the only one that can and will meet the needs. We thank you this morning in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the scripture of the week, oh Lord God, which is found, which Jesus said, reflect on one in the Proverbs, I think it was 3:15, I believe it was, oh Lord God. Lord God, we just praise you. We thank you, Lord God, for the word this week, oh Lord God. We thank you for, Lord, what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you're moving by your spirit and by your power, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you, God. We praise you, Lord God. We just came to worship you, oh Lord God. For you've been so good, oh Lord God. You're with us all in the middle of the day, oh Lord God. You're just blessing and touching and moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. It's miraculous, oh Lord God. It's fabulous what you're doing, oh Lord God. How you're touching hearts, how you're stirring things around, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, you're rebuking the adversary, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I believe it's Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, the 5th and 6th verse I'm going to read. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for that scripture. We thank God for what he's doing. Hallelujah to God. We had a time on yesterday. And want to encourage you, what was on my heart was John, the 15th chapter. Can't read the whole thing there, but it's one of the places in the Bible, if you have one of those reference Bible that's in red with a whole chapter, a few chapters there, of there. And what happened was, it's an encouragement to me when he allowed me to read and turn to it last night, early this morning. Read a verse or two for you. It says, I am the vine. He said, I am a true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bringeth not forth fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that bringeth forth fruit, he purges it, that it bring forth more fruit. It's a very rich text of scripture. The 15th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, not 1st John, the Gospel according to St. John. But as he went on in that scripture to talk about abiding in him, he speaks about he's in the Father and the Father's in him. That if you love him, you love the Father, but if you hate him, you hate the Father. But he went right away to the world, and he said, and he also speaks about the world hating him because they did not know the Father, hallelujah to God. He said, don't be amazed, and that caught my attention. The world hated you because it hated him first, hallelujah to God. But he said, because it hates him and hates the Father, hallelujah to God, don't be looking for favor from the people that are here in the world, the worldly people, hallelujah to God, and the kingdoms that they have and that they're over, hallelujah to God. But we have to keep our eyes on Jesus, hallelujah to God. We have to press forward to that mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a very serious time. We want to get to the prayer. Hallelujah to God, to give you a chance to pray and worship and testify, hallelujah, today, because the word is said so today that it's a strong word and it's needed, hallelujah to God, and want to keep your focus on Jesus because we have only so much time here on the broadcast, hallelujah to God, and tomorrow's Friday, then we're going to enter into the weekend, hallelujah to God, and I want to encourage you continuously pray, as the Bible says, men ought to always pray and not faint, hallelujah to God. Don't change horses right now in the middle of the race, hallelujah to God. We need the blessings of God. We need God to just continuously bless us during this time in the name of Jesus. Sorry if the phone doesn't sound right today, but we need to just worship God and to praise God and to stay there, hallelujah to God. So many people, hallelujah, are calling at different times. You figure the day is over and the phone rings. Someone wants prayer. Situation went wrong. Even early this morning, the wife had told me a person that went to the church, hallelujah to God, and tried to visit, I think I saw about a week or so in the supermarket, and gave her a little hug and tell her, be encouraged, this, that, the other, and, you know, they're suffering, as we spoke to on yesterday. She suffered with a mental condition. Yesterday, someone else was on the mind today. Thank God that we pray, because there's so many people out there that has this paranoia, schizophrenic from prescription medication, and some are on their own medication, hallelujah to God, and their mind get tricked up, hallelujah to God, and even the ones that are there, they come to the church, and they have a form of godliness, and then when the Spirit of the Lord moves, and he increases them, and they feel just a touch of bliss, they go back out, and they continue in the same way, hallelujah to God. That's not the scripture I wanted to, something that came to mind, hallelujah to God, but it's silliness. I didn't want to say anything because that the word that came to mind, that the Holy Ghost was giving me a word. It's like they don't have the capacity to grab hold to the word of God, but they have it when they have the Holy Ghost, when they're filled with the Holy Spirit. God gives you that strength that you need to grab hold and to hold on to that word until that word deliver. Well, the sad commentary is that this before we get on the broadcast this morning, the wife told me, I remember the girl that came to say her son had got shot and killed, don't know the details, so she's trying to get them over to family explain, children praying that he wasn't in any gang anything, because the state would give money to help with the funeral, but if it's something that has to do with gang violence or something like that, they won't give anything. And my heart goes out because she has enough mental problems going on. And then to lose a child, that's a terrible thing. You can't even fathom the pain that you feel to when a loved one. We feel bad when a loved one dies. We feel sad when our parents leave, hallelujah to God, and they're transitioning out of here. But an untimely death, you just spoke to your child, hallelujah to God. The next thing you know, that they just did it. Life has just ended there, Hallelujah, God. And, you know, there's an adversary that would just come and pounce on stuff like this here and try to destroy you and want to run you over to the suicide spirit and let that finish you off. Hallelujah, God. Because as we as a people, we have a soul. We have a body. We have a soul. And we live in this physical body. And he's wrestling us every day for that soul to destroy it because he knows that his end is certainty, that he don't have no eternal life, that he's going to be cast into the lake of fire. He's going to be in hell, hallelujah to God. He wants to take every one day. He wants to take you off the straight and narrow way. He wants to keep you from reading the word. And he brings these great problems, tribulation. He attacks you in the emotion. He's killing people, hallelujah to God. Another lady called up there. She said, how you doing? I said, hi, and how are you? Before I could see, before she said fine, she said, my daughter is infected with the virus. And they tested her, and they said she didn't have it. And then a few days later, they called her back and tested her again, and she had it. And then she had to quarantine, and she had to go back. And at first, I said, just hold it. I said, we're praying for this situation. Every morning, during the day, on every prayer line, I said, we're praying about the situation. I said, let not your heart be troubled. God is able to deliver. You have to keep your faith positive at this time. Hallelujah, God. You just have to be strong. Hallelujah, God. I see how it was. We are children of the Most High God. We serve God. The same way that they meet God coming down out the mountain everywhere and brought the woman of the adultery, the same way it's a busy life when you're serving God, hallelujah to God, and you're called according to his purpose. He purchased you with a price. We are servants of the Most High God. You have to walk in that integrity, hallelujah to God. Have people that are riding in the evening, ride home, and on yesterday this thing came up, hallelujah to God, and they were having an argument, so much so till the other person did the cussing. Where do you get me doing all that cussing? I said, it's not that I haven't heard the cussing, but what you need is we need to sing a song. I said, you had a nice voice. I heard you sing the other day, singing a song to God, a song that would worship God. And she had a very nice voice. She sung a little bit. Her boyfriend was riding along there with her. And then I began to pray a little bit. I said, well, let me pray for you. And the God began to bless them. I said, don't take on all that stress. You need a closer walk with God. Well, I'm over the time. This heart is just there, hallelujah to God, because the work is so much, hallelujah to God. In the field, the people there, they're ripe for the harvest and into the kingdom of God. This is the time that we have to work on it. So we're going to take this time here to go to Pastor Darling. She had fire prayer requests and stuff. Don't want to say the wrong words here, but please, take it correctly. We're going to Pastor Darling, see what she had there, and then we're going to continue in this hour of power prayer here at Prayer Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. Love everyone for coming this morning. Pastor Darling.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Apostle Horsley, for sharing the word this morning, and we know that God is faithful. I did want to do a special prayer for finances this morning. So many people are having issues with their finances. So I just want to put that out there that we pray together for people's finances to get better because we know there are a lot of people out of work and people just don't know what to do. So that is my request this morning. And we are traveling, and I know that Sister Marie is traveling and Sister Chris is traveling. And I don't know who else is traveling, but thank you for praying for my sister. She did make it home safely yesterday. So I appreciate that. Amen. Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Finances is very important, hallelujah. It's absolute to the square power because, you know, there were some people, not people, there was a person. They came out and the Lord blessed them. They was able to stop being homeless. They got their apartment and God had blessed them with the finance, and they went right out there. You know, they just said one minute out of one conversation that they were going to get things done, and the next minute they went and get the other money. I said, well, they ought to be on their way, and they're right at the salon there called, oh, I'm getting my hair done, I'm getting my nails done, da-da-da-da. And I said it never occurred in their mind to sow into a ministry to put this, put some seeds in the ground. It didn't have to be much of it, to put something there. Hallelujah to God. And Please thank you for bringing that up. So we're going to pray for that. And pray that we could pray for the prayer, get the prayer request, and that you can maybe speak to them about the, because you have the teaching that you do on finances. Got the name that you label it, but if you haven't heard or you're a newcomer to the prayer line, Pastor Donnie has teaching that he does on finances, and it's much needed at this time. We want to pray, and if she's up to today, or she might want to schedule another time, don't want to put her on the spot, but it's a time that you have to watch finances, and give me a minute more, and I got another call on yesterday after I get calls. Person, we were talking about finances, hallelujah, God, and they had money in their hand, and they was asking me, what's going on? They said they tried to go to the bank and deposit the money on four different occasions. I said, well, God probably wants you to hold on to this, but there's probably something. Just by being with God, there's probably something that God wants you to do. And the thing was, she just wants to pay bills early and pay off bills that didn't really need all that money right now. And it's a pandemic. It's a time that go on. I bet probably somebody need a few of those dollars that you're holding on to. I said, but this sought the face of God. We talked a while, hallelujah to God, and they said, maybe that's what it is. I said, God, if God's, every time you go and there's no access to the place that you want to go, it could be it. And many people are struggling with the finances. And I looked at it, I said, these jobs that are lost, they're critical. People are used to living a certain way. Hallelujah to God. They're used to having money. Everything's geared up that way. Hallelujah to God. And whew, God, we thank you. So the lines are open. We want to get your names in the prayer. We want to take your prayer requests. We're going to pray for the prayer that Pastor Donnie has, special prayer for finances in the name of Jesus. If you have other prayer requests, we'll take that there. If you have a testimony, we'll see if Pastor, we want to pray for the finances. We want to pray for healing, deliverance, hallelujah to God, and every special prayer needs. And we're going to pray for that, and then we're going to make the prayer so, and maybe by that time, Pastor Donnie could give encourage you a little bit more on things that you're doing to that you might could have a little bit more finances, because a lot of people have decided that they want to try to wait on the stimulus check, and that goes the way whatever way there might be a problem there, but we're here to praise and worship God, hallelujah to God, and to sort his face, hallelujah to God, in the name of Jesus, and pray for many people that has got affected by it, in Jesus' name. So the lines are open. We'll take a couple more requests. We go up before the Lord, and I want to let Pastor Darlene have the time to encourage you on things that you might could do to make your finances that you have stretch and look forward, and possibly she could do another teaching on the finances. So the lines are open. If anyone have a prayer request that they have, you give your name, hallelujah to God, and we'll add it in with the prayer request.
Yvonne Lester.
I want finance for my daughter, Kiana, for they have enough to keep paying their mortgage.
I know that.
And
right.
I want to pray, keep Mary Jane and her husband in prayer. They had the virus, and her husband in the hospital, but she not. But both of her have it though. My niece through marriage.
We pray for that. Amen. Yeah, someone else there?
Someone
good
else.
Take your time. Okay, say it again.
Okay, I believe I heard Ms. B. You go ahead and speak, Ms. B.
Good morning to everybody in the line. And I need y'all to pray for me because when I was leaving on Monday, Tuesday, I was in the line with y'all, but I was caught up. I hear when my sister was going to talk about the Bible, but after that, the phone come cut off, but God drive me safely beyond Pompano because I still in Pompano Beach, and the people, the big driver truck, oh my God, there was this one behind me. He liked me to move from the line, but the lines belong to me, and I don't move it. And when he tried to change the line, he tried to go over me. And I pray, I said, Jesus. And after that, God protect me. And I drive coming to my sister and Papa on the beach safely. I thank God. But when I thank God for you on the line, pray. When I was driving, I see something coming like it's going to cut my seat. And I drive and I said, because, you know, everybody drive with a white seat. And I said, Jesus, 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 Jesus. I scream in hell in the car because I'm by myself. And when I get to their house and I take my clothes off, when I look on my close to my last below to my feet, I see that feet like cutting, like some knife cut that feet. And I say, oh God. I said, thank you, Jesus. I drive safely, but I'm still in there. Please, please keep me in prayer. I don't know when I'm going to come back because the car's still in the shop. And I thank God so much for you because the day on Tuesday when I was in the car, when you always pray, oh, the angel was with me because the people drive, oh, my God, that man tried to kill me on the expressway. But God protect me. And keep me in prayer, and I keep us in prayer. May God bless you. That's Sister Helene.
Amen. We certainly will. We give God the praise for you, Lord, for keeping you in your safe eyes. Also, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. God, we just worship you and praise you, Lord God, for the safety, oh Lord God, that you have provided for her. And other than that, we call in, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, because you have worked the miracles so great, God, and there's no one else like you. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, while we're here worshiping and praising you, Lord God, we're praying for every prayer request that came in, oh Lord God. We're praying, oh Lord God, for those, oh Lord God, that are in the hospital, oh Lord God, those that are on respirators, oh Lord God, those that have met with untimely deaths, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you bless and that you strengthen right now, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, Father, for moving by your Spirit, oh Lord God, and by your power, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we thank you, oh Lord God, for covering, oh Lord God, each and every one, oh Lord God, in this situation, oh Lord God. We give that name the honor, the glory, and the praise, God, we would deserve in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you for your keeping power, oh God. We thank you for working immediately on the situation, for touching the wives, the children, the grandchildren, oh Lord God, the school. Lord, that's going to open up in a few weeks, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, so we thank you in this hour of power prayer, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for the finances everywhere, Lord God, not only for the radio broadcast and the ministry, oh Lord God, and love offerings to come into the pastor, Lord God, to sustain and undergird, oh Lord God, for the work that she's doing, oh Lord God, for the finances, people that are in dire straits, oh Lord God, those that are in unemployment, oh Lord God. Those that have lost jobs, oh Lord God, and jobs that have closed up, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So, Lord God, we give to see you, we give your name, the honor, the glory, the praise. We would to deserve in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So, Lord God, you're a miracle worker, God. So, we thank you, God, and we praise you for it, oh Lord God. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
At this time, hallelujah to God. We're going to put Pastor Dolly to carry us further, and she might encourage us some more in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Finances, we have to remember that the Lord blesses us, as Apostle Wilson was saying, about the person who was nail shop, they had waited on money to come in. You know, we have to use wisdom. God has given us. If we don't have the wisdom, that we have to ask God to give us wisdom, and he will give us that wisdom.
Amen.
We were teaching on wisdom earlier, and God is the one who
gives you the wisdom on what to do. Mm-hmm. You know, many people get money. I remember when I was in Jacksonville, and there was a person who came to the church and had a lawsuit and received a substantial amount of money. And before the week was gone, he was basically broke again.
Oh, my God.
God wants us to be temperate in all things. If there's really don't need at this time, you don't know what the economy is going to do, what's going to happen in the economy. You need to be wise and do the things that need to be done and wait until things get better. The Word tells us, in fact, concerning our finances and oil, he tells us in the book of Proverbs that the borrower is a lender, and that means that we should, whatever situation we have, whatever we can do to get rid of all debt, you know, we are in a place and time that people who are still working, work to get rid of all your debt because God will bless you that way. And he also tells us about the ant, how the ant in the summertime will put away something because in the wintertime they don't have the opportunity to go out.
Mm-hmm.
We as people of God, we need to save money. We need to save as much as possible. Put something away so when the hard times come, you will not be without.
Yes, amen.
So we will continue to trust the Lord, and he will help us in doing those things that we need to do as far as our finances go. And we do know that he is our provider, but, you know, when he blesses you and you spend it all and you're wasting it, giving it to people that it doesn't make sense to give it to. I have family members who I would not give money to because I know that what they're going to do. Some of them are on drugs, and some of them are just doing foolish things. Some of them gamble, as I used to. So, you know, we would not want to waste our money that way. We want to do the right thing. And, you know, when you sow into good soil. In fact, you can sow into the tree. It's good soil. And I do appreciate everyone who has already sown. Whatever it is that you can provide, you know, to help to further the gospel of Christ. So, you know, everybody, you know, God will bless you as you bless others. And God will bless you when you do it his way.
Amen.
Oh, no man but to love him. Oh, no man but to love him. You know, if you don't owe anybody, you don't have to worry about somebody coming to take things away from you. And as far as co-signing, that's another thing. People don't realize that when you co-sign for somebody, you are responsible for that debt if they don't pay. And so, you know, we have to be wise in that situation. I remember years ago when I was very young, I was in the city of, and I was living down there, and this older woman asked me to co-sign for a refrigerator. She was working with me, and not too long after I co-signed for her, she decided she was not going to pay for the refrigerator. So I was stuck with that, and that was a major lesson for me that I would not do that again. So I thank God for the lessons that we have. But we don't all have to have somebody's, please mute your line. Somebody's dying, making noise. Everybody, please mute your line, please, so that we don't have that background noise. Thank you very much. So, yeah, God allows us, some of us, to have lessons, and some of us can just be taught. You know, when you seek the Word of God, you go into the Word of God, you will understand better on what to do. You will understand better that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and whatever it is that we need and desire, God will bless us with it. But when you ask God to bless you with something and you don't do it the right way, if you don't spend the money correctly, if you don't sow into the right soil, you're not going to reap the benefit from what God has blessed you with. So be wise. Put some money away. Put some money in the bank if you can do that. And if you need to pay all your bills off and get rid of the debt, because when you owe somebody, you have the interest that is being wasted. Interest just eats up a lot of your money. You're not getting anything for the interest. So you're paying interest, and that's lessening what the amount of money that you have in your hands or in your bank account. So just be wise and do the right thing concerning your finances, and we are believing God to continue to bless each one of us. So, Lord, we just pray, Father, once again for the finances of God. We know, God, today that many are struggling. Many don't have what they need, and oh, God, I just pray for the spirit of wisdom, Lord. I loose that wisdom right now, that we have wisdom in how we handle our finances, oh, God. And we appreciate you, oh, God, that you are blessing, oh, God. You can do miracles so great, oh, God. So we believe for the miracles this morning, oh, God. because the miracle signs and wonders do follow us, oh God. We are believing, Father, for each and every one of us to have more than enough, Lord. Lord, as we obey and serve you, Lord Jesus, you said that we shall live our days in trust and our years in pleasure. So we want to please you, oh God, in every way. As we please you, oh God, as we do your will, God, we know that you will take care of each and every one of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So we will give, and it shall be given unto us, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into our bosom, because the same way we give to you, it shall be given to us again. So I pray for everyone here, Lord, and people around the world, our sisters and brothers in Christ who are located in various places. We appreciate you, God, that you're protecting all of us, oh God, that you bless us, oh God, to be a blessing, Lord, that you help us, Lord, even to be healthy and strong, oh God. I just thank you, Lord, today for the strength of your word, oh God. Your word is powerful, Lord. It is rich, God. It is what helps us, Lord, to go to higher heights and deeper depths in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Father, today that you cover us with the blood of Jesus, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. This is our heritage as servants of the Lord, and our righteousness is of thee, said the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, I thank you, Father, today that you are doing great things, oh God. I decree that we are the seed of Abraham through Christ Jesus. In blessing, you bless us. In multiplying, you multiply us as the stars of the heavens and the sands of the sea, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today that our children are blessed, oh God, that our is blessed, Lord, that you multiply them, oh God, and that you cover them, Lord. Our families are healed and delivered, and people around the world are being delivered from financial distress, oh God. Those who have become so despondent that they don't want to even live, Lord, I decree and declare that they shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. It's in the name of we pray, we thank you, we say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And amen, amen. I thank everyone for being here. God is doing great things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In spite of what's going on in the world today, God is still today in our lives. And so we trust him for just doing everything that we need today and the rest of our lives. So continue to keep your eyes on the prize, gospel Christ, because it is important that we spread the word that Jesus is soon to come. He's coming back for his church without a spot or a wrinkle. We're believing that he will help us as we reach out to others. I love you. I pray that you still have a beautiful day. We will come back tomorrow. We're almost to the end of the week. And we know that Pastor Scholastica will be sharing with us. And I pray that as each one comes and does something here on the prayer line, that God increases and enlarges you. And as you give the word, as you share the word of God, that God will restore whatever that you put into our lives double-fold. In the name of Jesus, go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that is the spirit of zealous for Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.